Johnny boy. Johnny boy. This is Daddy talking to you. Daddy is speaking to you on August the 23rd, 1933. And I'm sitting here in the offices of the Radio Victor Corporation in Chicago, making this record because I believe that you would like to hear Daddy's voice after he is gone. Today is the wedding anniversary of Mother and Daddy. We have been married 20 years. During that time, we have loved together and grieved together and enjoyed together. We waited 14 years for you, Johnny boy, and we thought you were never coming. And we were so happy when you came to us 6 years ago on the 3rd of September. You know it's just a few days now until your birthday. September the 3rd, 1933 will soon be here. And I'm sure that you will expect, and not only expect, but that you will receive many toys and many cards and many remembrances from loving friends and relatives. Johnny boy, Daddy is talking to you because I have longed to hear the voice of my own daddy, who passed away on the 14th of April, 1896, when I was just 10 years of age. Your daddy is now 48. As you no doubt know from family records, I was born on July 8, 1885, back in the mountains of western North Carolina, in the county of Jackson, just about 47 miles west of the present city of Asheville, North Carolina. When my father died and when he was buried, I stood by his unfilled grave because when he left, all I had was gone. Mama had died on April 23rd, 1891, when I was just a little more than 5 years of age. And I did not have any brothers or sisters. So when Daddy was gone, everything was gone. And as I stood by his unfilled grave, in my little heart of hearts, I resolved to be a doctor like Daddy was. My mother had an aunt. We called her Aunt Sally. And she was very poor, and your daddy was very poor. And I grew up in those mountains, and when I reached the age of 16 years, I began carrying the mail on the rural pre-delivery route. I would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wouldn't get back until about 7 o'clock that evening. I would go from Tuckasegee, North Carolina, down to the train at Silver, North Carolina. And while I was waiting for the mail, I would spend some time in the railroad office, in the Western Union office. And there it was that I learned the Morse alphabet. I learned to be a telegraph operator and a railroad agent. And it was from that humble beginning that I was able to go to the greater cities and receive an education. And by working nights for the Western Union and going to college during the day, I obtained a degree, which required many years of hard work and much effort. So when you came, Daddy did not want you, Johnny, to be left in the condition he was. And Daddy has provided with an insurance company that if Daddy's gone and you reach the age of 16, the insurance company will pay you $200 a month from the time you are 16 until you are 24. Daddy thinks that $200 a month is really too much money to put into the hands of a 16-year-old boy. And I hope that if you begin to spend this money foolishly, if you begin to throw it away and not take proper care of it, that you'll put this record on a machine and reproduce it and listen to what Daddy has to say to you. Because money, usually, when it's obtained easily, is not appreciated by us. Daddy appreciates every dollar he has, and Mother appreciates every dollar we have. Because Mother and I, for the past 20 years, have worked hard and diligently, and we have suffered much to accumulate what we have, and no one gave us what we have. We had to work for it and suffer for it and toil for it, and therefore we appreciate it. And Mother and Daddy are so anxious for you to grow up into a useful, worthwhile man. Daddy wants you to be a man that will not only be an honor to the family name of Brinkley, but be an honor to yourself, an honor to your community, and to your state, and to your nation. And Johnny boy, Daddy wants you to know this, that you're always just exactly what you think you are. If you think you are worthwhile, you are going to be worthwhile. And if you aim at higher things in life, you'll attain them, providing you work towards them. But if you aim while you're going to work, if you put your goal way up yonder, if you shoot at the stars and the moon and the sun, you're going to be shooting high and rising high. Now listen, Johnny. Daddy wants to tell you this. Always tell the truth. Never tell a lie under any circumstances. You might think sometimes in your life as a boy or a young man that maybe you've gotten into some kind of difficulty and if you lie about it, why, it might make your pathway easier, but I'm going to tell you you're going to be found out, and that lie and that falsehood is coming back to haunt you, and you will regret it as long as you live. Always be honest in everything that you say and everything that you do, because honesty is the best policy. The reason why your daddy that's talking to you at this moment has been able to succeed against great and combined opposition is due to the fact that your daddy has always been scrupulously honest with his patients and with those with whom he has done business. So that when troubles came upon Daddy and annoyances came and his enemies attacked him, he was able to call upon his loyal patients and friends who knew him and had confidence in him, and they stood by him and defended him and enabled him to carry on and on. Let me say to you, Johnny boy, that you might have all the money in the world, but if you have not come by it honestly and fairly and squarely, that money is going to haunt you, and that money is not going to do you any good. Remember always that honesty is the best policy. And remember that your daddy is now 48 years of age. And I do not, of course, know what age you will be when you begin to take an interest in this record and these remarks that I have made to you. But I am naturally much older than you will be when you listen to my voice at the present time. And I speak to you from experience. I speak to you from 48 years of experience. And as you listen to Daddy now, you might say, oh, Daddy was old-fashioned in those days. And you might say to yourself, I know better. But you're going to find, Johnny boy, as you journey through life and as you reach maturity and as you go through life and have dealings and problems with people, that you're going to find out that Daddy was always right. And you're going to be telling your little boys and your little girls, if you have any, and I hope that you do, that Daddy knew and that you knew, and you are going to know that you're wiser than your children, and possibly your children may believe that they are wiser than you. But age gives us experience, and experience gives us knowledge, and Daddy is speaking to you from the depth of his heart, because you are my only little boy. You're Mama's only little boy, and you're the only little boy that we ever expect to have, because Mama is too old at this time to have any more babies. And we're looking to you and depending upon you, Johnny, to carry on. I have observed in your babyhood that you're nervous and that you want to do things your own way all the time. Now listen, learn a lesson. Give and take. You can't have things all your own way. The other fellow has his ideas. The other fellow has his desires. And you must consider and give preference to the other fellow's ideas, because if you don't, he will consider you selfish and you will lose your friends and you won't have friends. And I want you to have friends like Daddy has friends. You are a lovely boy, and Daddy has things mapped out for you in the future so that you can have a good education, a college education. You can become a physician if you want to. Naturally, Daddy would like to see you become a doctor, but I'm not asking you to become one unless you want to. My daddy was a doctor. Your daddy is a doctor. And your mother's family is composed of doctors. And we hope that you will carry the doctor tradition down through honorably and successfully. But we are not insisting that you do that. But whatever you do, do it with a will and do it with a zeal. And remember that you can conquer and that you can win if you have the desire and the ambition to do so. And Johnny boy, this talk to you comes to a close. And when Daddy's gone and you hear it, I want you to know that it's given to you with all the love of a loving father. Goodbye.